This is the Deeper Understandings column. And throughout 2020, Deeper Understandings will engage ELC's commitment to authentic diversity. This one is entitled, In Times of Pandemic and Systemic Injustices. It's written this time by Carmelo Santos, ELCA Director for Theological Diversity and Ecumenical and Interreligious Engagement in the Office of the Presiding Bishop. The Freedom of a Christian is one of Martin Luther's most popular writings and a classic of Christian spirituality. In it, Luther presents the most important themes of the Christian faith in a simple and clear way. What does a treatise written by a German monk 500 years ago have to say to us today as we navigate a pandemic, Black Lives Matter, climate change, sexism, white supremacy, the plight of migrants and asylum seekers, and so much more, in addition to our personal struggles with health, work, and relationships? Luther taught that all human beings are created in God's image, and therefore are inherently good. Yet human nature is distorted because of our bondage to sin, which results in the breakdown of community and in injustices and evil. Imagine a dog with a juicy steak in its mouth staring down at a pond. Reflected on the surface, the dog sees another steak that's bigger and juicier than the one it has now. That's how temptation works. The dog tries to snatch the reflected steak, but the moment it opens its mouth, the real steak falls into the pond and disappears. In going after the reflection, the creature ended up losing what it already had. And that's the tragedy of the human condition, and the beginning of our bondage to sin. We want to seize by violence or cunning what already belongs to us by grace. Love. When we don't believe the amazing word proclaimed in the gospel, we spend our lives looking for substitutes to God's love. And we think in our hearts, if I could get that job, find that partner, get straight A's, or have the perfect body, or get rid of this compulsion, then I would be happy and fulfilled. So, we drop the stake, and in doing so, we also risk turning others into mere objects meant to serve our needs. When taken to the extreme, that bondage of sin has resulted in things such as horrible as slavery and sex trafficking, colonialism, mass incarceration, and genocide. The good news is that God's ultimate response to sin is not punishment, but healing, reconciliation, and liberation. The Word of God has the power to set us free and to empower us to work for the healing and liberation of creation and our neighbors. The gospel is that God loves us all passionately. Luther uses the image of marriage to describe Christ's love, and just as in an ideal marriage, everything that belongs to each partner now belongs to the other, Luther says, so it is happening between Christ and the believer. What once was ours now belongs to Christ, and now everything that is Christ's now belongs to us also. Therefore, our sin is now Christ's. In turn, the believer receives all the beauty, love, holiness, righteousness, and eternal life that belongs to Christ. Christ is ours, and we are Christ's. Luther called this the happy exchange. The fullness of the exchange only happens in eternity, but we can also enjoy it in the anticipation, by faith, in the expectation of hope, because God's promises are trustworthy. Love begets love. It's impossible for true faith not to yield abundant fruits of love, because it is by faith that we awaken to God's abundant love for us in Christ, and love wants to love. Love is the fruit of faith. Love is the mark of the true Christian. What does love look like in times of a pandemic and injustices? What does love look like in the face of migrant children and families knocking at the doors of our borders, begging for asylum from unthinkable violence and poverty? What does love look like in a society so divided by politics that even wearing a mask to protect our neighbors becomes a matter of conflict? What love looks like concretely here and now is up to you and to each of us. The freedom of a Christian is the faith that we are accepted, even as unacceptable as we are, that God loves us with a parent's fathomless love, and that even our feeble efforts at planting seeds of love will yield abundant fruits of justice and peace. Because even though the concrete form that love takes is up to us, the harvest belongs to God. That is the freedom of a Christian.